Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco Desert Ryan After Hours. It's time for the podcast.
Is Taylor Hart at work singing a new intro for the podcast?
He is going to work on that.
Oh! In the next couple of days, yep. You need one for Monday.
Yep, yep. He was trying to decide what direction to go.
No.
It will be ready to rock.
Get ready. A new intro for the Crisco, Dez, and Wes podcast.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. The new After Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... Crisco doesn't run. It's going to be difficult.
That's going to be hard. Okay, good. Well, we can't wait to hear the new After Hours podcast intro. Just want to start by thanking all the listeners who have followed me on Instagram this morning. My goodness, it's insane. I truly thought I'd get maybe 600, 800 people to follow. Right now, there's 2,835 people who followed my page in one day.
That's awesome.
Like, we mentioned it this morning.
That's
and
so cool.
People said, oh, this is a great way to stay in touch and, and, you know, stay connected. And I'm just so honored that you decided to follow my page and you care that much. It's just really so sweet. We have the best people. If you want to follow us, our Riva Life, which is what we're calling it.
Yeah.
It's Ryan Vaughn Life. And so the handle is R-Y-V-A Riva Life. At Riva Life. We're living the Riva Life.
I know. I feel it's got a good feel to it. Sounds like a fun life. I want to live the Riva Life.
It could be a brand.
It really could be.
Like Riva Life. Maybe we'll design footstools.
It's like
it'll
a beach
be Riva Life.
I was thinking scuba gears.
Footstools.
Or something like that. Riva Life footstools.
Chairs.
Yeah.
Comfortable chairs. Living the Riva Life.
Riva
rocking.
Life. Yes.
Rocking chairs like out on the, oh yeah, looking at the water.
I don't think I'm at the rocking chair stage of life.
Okay. Well.
Oh, did you see how she went to that? She was looking for one.
Sure did.
I would love a good Riva Life rocking chair.
Get the hydration stick game going. Those little hydration sticks.
Yeah.
The Riva Life.
That's a good idea.
I need a shot of Riva Life.
Boom.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
I love that I have that one. It does. Rocking chairs.
I'm trying to think of like an easy, chill. I was picturing you guys looking at a beach and the ocean on a rocking chair. So sorry. My Riva Life is different than your Riva Life.
Yeah.
What about Riva Life mothballs?
Yeah.
What about them?
What about a Riva Life vacuum cleaner? Come on.
Seriously.
That's a good idea.
There's work to do in that department.
Mm-hmm.
We could improve on some vacuums.
Okay, well, if anybody can do it, you can.
It's Riva Life. Yeah, so check that out on Instagram. Oh, just got five more. Look at
Yay!
That. Wow, that's so cool. It'll be fun to connect with all the listeners this way. Thank you. Thank you for all of the incredible emails. I have to share with you guys something so absolutely crazy. I had no idea that there was a woman out there who would write fan fiction about this show.
Never.
She knows so much about us.
Every little detail. Her name is Laura Stroman, and she wrote a short story called The Chick. And I think I should just read maybe a couple pages from this.
Please do.
Just to highlight how interesting it is. And then I've been emailing it to listeners that want a copy of it. With Laura's approval, by the way. She said we could do that. Just so they can read it, because you have to be a loyal listener to this show to even get the references.
Holy moly. She remembers things that I'm like, oh yeah, that's a thing.
And she has her personalities down to a T, and it starts like this. Crisco carefully carried the box down the hallway, mindful not to make any abrupt movements. He inspected the top again, making sure he had poked enough holes for oxygen, then peered through one of them, momentarily shrouding the occupant into darkness and turning the sky into a giant human eyeball. The pupil enlarging like a magic trick. Satisfied all was well, he proceeded into the radio studio. When Crisco opened the door, Dez sang in a chipper tone.
I don't have it in front of me.
What does she always say?
Good morning.
Yep. She turned to her computer and sang, sha, 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 while wiggling to a song in her head and appearing as if she were trying to keep an invisible hula hoop from falling to the floor.
Yeah.
Act.
Boy, that is accurate.
I know.
Crisco was so excited to give her the impromptu gift that he didn't even flinch in annoyance at her early morning perkiness as he held the box out to her, unable to suppress a grin. Dez's eyes widened. For me?
Oh,
Crisco caught Ryan eyeing the box suspiciously from the other side of the room, but he didn't make any remarks and carried on preparing for Friday morning's show, typing away on his keyboard. Yes, open it, Crisco urged, excited to see the look on her face when she discovered what it was. Oh, but be gentle, he cautioned. Wait a minute, mister. This isn't like Ryan's box of horrors or something, is it? She asked, skeptically. No. It's a genuine gift, he promised. It reminded me of you because it's bright and sunny. You're gonna love it.
Oh.
And the story goes on to highlight the issues and conflict and drama and the trouble these two get into, and then I have to come and help and save the day.
As always.
Ken Barlow shows up to help us. Becky, the psychic from Northfield, is the wise sage to tell us what we need to know. I mean, it's unbelievable, and even Pidge Nation shows up in the story.
I know! Yeah.
Did you read it?
I did. You know what I love that most people may not get is the finest little details in it.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, mister. That's something Des always says.
Right?
Mister.
The way she writes, it's truly, I'm like, yeah, I would say exactly that. Ryan would say exactly that. My kids. She says things that my kids.
Wivel.
And then how you say, like, oh, you walk in, like, to our house and you say, you know, to River, like, hey, buddy. Like, it just truly exactly the way you would say it.
It's unreal. And so if you email us, we'll send you a copy of this. You've got to be a regular listener. I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you're a big fan.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You'll get the references. But I just truly thank you, Laura. Mm-hmm. That means so much that you took the time and energy out of your life to write this story and share it with us. It's so cool.
It is so neat. I had no idea somebody would ever even do that for us.
Yeah.
Well, and on top of that, like, if you get the story sent to you, then you go to the bottom and you're like, well, she's got it. I mean, the sources cited exactly, like, well, this is why I put this in there and this is why this is in there.
She's
like,
incredible.
Like, she just wrote a story and did it. She's got moment after moment to the point, like you said, where we're truly like, I don't even remember saying that, but okay, I did.
And I love the ending.
Yeah.
It's a sweet nod. It really is. So anyway.
It's really neat. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Laura. Okay. This is something where I feel like I could improve goodwill. And it's a hashtag made it better. So Vaughn is gearing up for another season of Pottery, and he needs to get...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Pottery.
Yep. He needs overalls for his time in front of the wheel.
Okie dokie.
Because he's ruining his clothes with all of the clay, and he's a mess. So he needs overalls. Do you have any idea how much overalls cost?
Oh, pricey.
Good pair, yeah.
Did you look at Fleet Farm?
$150.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the farmers, they have to be real thick.
Are you
like,
crazy?
I know.
$150 for overalls? So he found some online that he was going to order, and I said, what if we just go to Goodwill?
That's the perfect. Just I was going to suggest that.
Let's go to Goodwill, see what they have. I'm sure somebody threw a pair away. Well, we walk in there, and I don't know when the last time you've been to Goodwill, but this is what probably keeps me away from Goodwill, is that certain Goodwill scent, the moment you cross the threshold. Do you know what I'm talking about? The smell of a thrift store. The smell of any gently used store.
Other people's things.
Other people's things.
All the smells combined.
For that unique scent that makes me go, ooh. I don't know what it is. I don't like it. Do you know what I'm talking about? That smell? Does it bother you?
It does.
I don't love it, but sometimes it's worth the things that you'll find to just kind of put up with it.
Oh, walking around Goodwill with that smell in the air. And I thought, you know what they ought to do?
What?
Scent the Goodwill like a high-end casino or a really nice hotel.
Pump it through.
You can get these really nice scents and scent the stink away. Because it could smell like... You know, the win in Las Vegas.
It smelled like luxury.
It could smell like Encore. It could smell like MGM Grand.
Yep.
Right now it smells like Circus. And it's nasty. And all they got to do is scent it. And then you'd have this association because smell is most closely linked to our memory. Did you know that?
Oh, well, that makes sense.
That's just a fact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why the moment you smell a certain something, it reminds you of a time in your life or of a person or something.
Yep.
So your smells are linked to your memories. So if we would associate a nice smell with Goodwill, maybe we'd go there more often.
That's true.
That's genius.
Hashtag made it better.
You did you make did. It better.
So Deep. Sent it.
Sent it. Did he find overalls there?
Yeah. No.
Dang it.
She said the best time to come is right before Halloween People have a ton of them. August, September, that's when you can buy them. So he then went online and found Asian overalls. What size is Vaughn in Asian?
Oh, boy.
And Vaughn's not a big guy at all.
Nope.
Oh, double X.
He is a double XL.
Really?
Extra large in Asian.
Are they like,
sizing.
Like gardening overalls or something? Or?
They're like a tan overall. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And and he is a little too tall, so they're kind of a high water.
Have them roll them because capris are in.
Well, they're automatic capri.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem.
Waiting for a flood, not a good look. An extra roll to make it a capri, totally works.
Yep. When he rolls it, it's great.
Doesn't even matter. They're just there to stop the clay from getting on his clothes.
Right.
He's so cute, our little Potter.
Our little Potter. Yeah. He's throwing, man. He's throwing his clay. Away he goes. I'm just glad he found something that he loves. You know?
I know.
He's always wanted to do pottery, and for whatever reason, he didn't until now. And now he's in love. So,
and I mean, didn't you say he took 2 classes in one day?
Yeah.
Like he's in it.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't just like, once a week, every now and then, or I go to, throw the clay. No, he's like really doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have a little pottery store. How cute would that be?
A little pottery
Vaughn's
store.
Vaughn's Pots.
Because he can have little bowls and little spoons.
Mr.
Go in
Potter.
Little bowls. And then he can be like, come on, you can get my little dish set. It's going to be great. And little plates, because we have so many little plates. It's, can I have a little plate? I love little plates for my little kids. Everything's little.
I mean, the little pots are little. I mean, he's not making like mammoth things, is he? Aren't they pretty small? Like, I know he made you the cutest cup. That's a coffee cup. It was a mini cup.
Yeah, it's little.
It's an espresso cup.
Yeah, it is. He's learned because once you put it in the kiln, it shrinks by 20%. His group, the hashtag Kiln Queens.
Kiln Queens.
He's a part of the Kiln Queens.
He's killing it. That's
He's
for
like,
sure.
Okay, guys, it's him and 3 other women. He didn't come up with the name. And they call themselves the Kiln Queens.
Oh, my God. Wait, what was the name of his? He was on something for Mayo, like at work. They'd go either before or after work, and they did some sort of sport. Throw balls
dodgeball.
At each other. Was it dodgeball or something?
Yeah.
Didn't he have the cutest name for that team too? And they always showed up in the cutest outfits.
Well, they had like funny outfits with cats in space with laser beams and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
it's ridiculous.
It.
Were they the ball busters or something?
Something.
I don't remember what it was.
I don't
something
remember either.
Funny. Yeah. The little ball busters.
Yeah, they were just little.
Just the littlest balls. Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, so that's fun. Pidge, I think we found out something that you may have.
Yeah.
Are you aware of, I mean, in addition to all the many things you have, are you aware of a thing called sunshine guilt?
No.
You definitely have it.
No.
Probably.
Sunshine guilt. It's a new type of guilt that just dropped on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's basically when you feel guilty that you don't want to spend time outside on a beautiful sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Here she is.
I am experiencing sunshine guilt right now. It is an abnormally beautiful day outside, but I'm tired. Mm-hmm. So now I feel this pressure to go outside and go for a walk and enjoy the weather while it lasts. I can't enjoy myself indoors now because the whole time I'm thinking that I should be outside. So basically my day is ruined.
I think we've all had that at some point, especially when we're in the thick of summer and we're just used to nice weather.
I know. We like take it for granted.
You do.
Yep.
You do. And you're like, oh, it's really nice outside, but I just don't want to go out there. It's kind of, it's not just perfect enough. It's a little warm. It's a little humid.
Yep.
And I'm going to just stay inside.
But then I think, what am I doing?
Yep.
Because January is going to come. A big storm in March is going to be here and we're going to be stuck inside. Mm. And that is why Crisco always makes fun of me that I'm just always outside.
I said that her kids are going to, I mean, they're never going to know any different, but man, there's no downtime. That's why I said when Tess yesterday, she's like, I got to get out of here. My kids have a snow day. I got to go. Yeah, because your kids are probably like, sweet, the day's off. What 48 activities do we have scheduled for today?
Totally.
I mean, they don't get time to sit down and go, oh, I'm going to watch The Price is Right.
Oh, they have plenty of time to play and watch things on their videos. And
what kid sits down is like, I just want to watch The Price is Right.
We did.
I'm missing The Price is Right.
I did when I was sick. I did all the time.
That's a good show.
That was my show when I was sick. Shut up. I'm watching Price is Right. Other than that, never watched
this before. You've always been an old person.
Come on down.
Are you of the Rod Roddy era?
I am. Oh, yeah. If Rod Roddy called my name, how great would that have been?
I know.
Oh, gosh. And he always wanted to be up there for Plinko.
I'll tell you what's a real trip is there's a Price is Right channel on one of those free streamer pages.
Mm. Okay.
If you watch old episodes of The Price is Right back in the 70s, the perviness of Bob Barker is appalling.
Ew.
I could not believe how he would literally get an attractive young lady up on the stage and would do the elevator eyes and look her up and down. And he'd say, my, aren't you a cute little thing? In the grossest old man perviness. It was disgusting.
And it was just normal and okay.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. What did we always do? We'd go, oh, there's Bob Barker. He loves animals. But boy, look at his Barker's beauties.
That and he would comment on, boy, I love it when you jump up and down in contestants' row.
Ew.
Yeah, it's shocking. Just a little aside there.
Yeah, until he hit a certain age, because, I mean, our whole life, Bob Barker was a gigantically old man. Like, it wasn't like he was young at any point, right?
Ever. He just went from, like, young to old for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life. Yeah. When you hear him, you're like, oh, God, they almost had to probably talk to him. Okay. Just spin the wheel. Stop being a perv. Let's get through this together.
Anyway, back to the Sunshine Guilt. Is that something you have?
Yeah. So this is why I black out every room I sit in. But when I go to let Reggie out is when I realize, oh my gosh, it's so nice out. I feel like I should be outside.
I'm wasting the day.
I'm wasting the day just playing video games. So I go outside with Reggie, and I feel like I have to stand out there at least like 2 to 3 minutes, and then I head back inside and black out my life. And
is every room, like even the living room, is blacked out?
Not, I wish. 'Cause
it sounds like you make fun of me all the time for having people in my house. It sounds like you might have people captive there.
I do.
Well, like every room, he's like, in that living room, closed up. I don't want any light in this house.
Yeah.
Sammy enjoys it too. The living room, unfortunately, it has like a big window, big glass windows, you know, and sliding door. And then that has thick curtains on it. But then there's a little window above that.
The transom?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, it's in light.
I hate it. I've been fine with it. But Sammy has actually stuffed pillows. Up there.
Pillows,
yeah.
She puts her pillows.
Her pillows.
The old pillows.
Speaking of Reggie, what did you do to him this morning?
I didn't do anything to him. He did.
Just tell us
to
what
me.
Happened, Crisco.
I should make a book of my own of the crap I hear from Pidge every morning. You'll never believe it. Just run me off the road. I can't take it anymore. I stepped in a giant pile of Reggie crap.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have audio?
Yeah.
It's such a f***ing pleasure to wake up at 4 a.m. to step in shit before work.
My God.
Pidge was in all his feels. I felt bad because he comes in, he's all frazzled, and it throws him off because anytime something would happen maybe out of the norm for Ryan or for Des, you're going to just move on. You'll figure it out later. You'll take care of it really quick. It becomes a whole process. Pidge is 40 minutes off of his regular schedule because then he's got to go hop into the bathtub and dunk his foot in there and clean it off. And, it's just a mess.
A bear
and
why do you think our dogs sleep in their kennels every single night?
Look, if it was up to me, he'd be in his kennel every single night.
Put him in his kennel.
Okay.
I mean, just start it.
I should.
This is the time to start it because of this very reason, because of how it delayed your day and how it's all over the carpet now. It's a mess.
Yeah.
She can't argue with that.
Yeah, no, she can't.
And you know what? Dogs will not relieve themselves where they live in their kennels.
But they'll do it right where you do.
Yeah, it's it was right when I got out of the shower. I have the same routine. Anyway, I was fresh and whatever.
Nam-dong. I ain't that nam-dong.
And the room's dark, so I'm walking to go take my medicine, and
I go, what thank is you for that? The sound effects. Thank
yeah,
you.
That was intense. I didn't really need to good. Hear that.
So then, all right. Well, thank you, Pidge. So this plays in nicely to my top 10 list.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward to this.
This is great. So a listener, Debbie from Egan, put together a beautiful top 10 list of things that I will not miss. There's a lot that I'll miss. Mm-hmm. I'll miss you guys. Aww. I'll miss all of the fun listeners that we meet and the fun events we got to do. And, you know, there's plenty of things I'll miss. But these are 10 things I will not miss.
Okay.
Number 10, going to bed at 8:30 while it's still light out in the summer.
Oh,
the worst.
Will not miss that. Mm-mm.
That sucks.
Number 9, getting asked, how do I spin this prize wheel? How do you spin it this way or do you spin it that way? While at a Cub Foods parking lot on a 90 degree day in July. Will not miss that.
No.
Yeah.
Number 8, waking up at 4 in the morning to drive into work to get a rousing, good morning! Hey. Good morning!
Wow.
From Des at 5:30.
Debbie just from Egan.
To the male version of Des. She goes, good morning! I was like, oh my God, every breath out of you is, good morning!
I'm so sorry that I'm kind and cheerful.
It's just hard at that time of the day, and I know I'm not alone. You've managed to, like, annoy even your best friends and neighbors.
Yeah. But that's why I don't do it to you anymore.
Yeah. No, you still do. This is what she does. She goes, pardon.
I just say it little.
Pardon.
She can't not say something. She can't. She can't let a moment
would,
go.
She would burst.
I
would. Yeah. I love your bright positivity. Just not that early.
Okay.
Let's see here. Number 7, things I will not miss. Crisco's loud voice damaging my hearing any further.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Number 6. Watching Pidge slowly deteriorate due to a lack of exercise, poor nutrition, and ailments.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Watching his teeth rot out of his face. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my.
That,
yeah.
That is quite the image.
Number 5. Having to continually hear about cream-based soups, donuts, the Food Network, crumble cookie flavors of the week, the holy grail of sauces, and the latest passive-aggressive fight with Gene.
Now, who, wow. Is that? Who are you talking about?
We have no idea.
Number 4, things I will not miss. Just the sheer possibility of bumping into Hutch.
Oh, oh man, if that's not number 1, I can't even imagine
that's
what's
that's why left. Ryan runs.
Number 3, the great Minnesota...
Get together.
Yes.
Or sweat together, whichever one you're talking about.
Number 2, Crisco's big question.
Oh, God.
Well, be here this week because I'm using my March 1 up.
And the number 1 thing I will not miss, hearing Dez say the word magical from Thanksgiving to New Year's.
I wasn't number 1. I wasn't number 1.
Nice. Don't worry, Ryan. I will magical you up for sure.
Of course you will.
And you got a Letterman-like top 10 list.
Oh, I know.
That was really fun. Yeah,
isn't that great?
That was awesome.
Man, Pidge, we weren't number 1. You were only on there once.
I know. It, could,
it was
I,
a bad one, though.
It was pretty bad.
Oh, I know.
That was pretty bad.
That was the worst one.
Mine was to not talk about soup, and yours was teeth being rotted out of your mouth.
I'm sorry, pal.
It's just factual.
Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
You know what's magical? Is Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing. They are the best of the best. And if you look outside right now and you're listening to this, the day it's actually being put out, it is snowing, it's gross out, or it could be nice, depending on when you are listening to this, and it doesn't matter. You want to have your home comfort system checked out, and you want to make sure it is ready and willing to work for you during those bad days.
Exactly. Apollo has been serving the Twin Cities for over 40 years. They're locally owned, they're family owned, and the technicians that are there, they are truly so passionate about your heating and cooling needs. They're going to take such great care of you. We know that because not only have they been to our homes to take care of us and to give me a new furnace, I got a whole new home comfort system here in the last couple of months, but we've been to their big holiday parties the last couple of years, and to just hear them talking about heating and cooling, I'm like, it all makes sense.
It really does. They give awards out. They make sure that everybody feels loved there because they want to push that love into your home and make sure your home comfort system is ready to go. Your plumbing needs are taken care of. Call Apollo.com. It's callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Chris Godez and Ryan.
After Hours.